David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today. We have Charlie Bartel, and he has Asperger's. And he has lived a very fulfilling, prosperous life. And he uses his own experience in life to show others how they could also live a happy, healthy, and productive life. And he has lots of different tools, methods, and things he does to help people excel. And he uses his own personal experiences to help others so they can live a life of joy, happiness, and prosperity. Now, Charlie, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. You know, why don't you tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do?
Yeah. So for me, my name is Charlie, and I'm a Asperger professional with expertise in various fields. I thrive on overcoming challenges and continually improving myself through upskilling and reskilling. Currently, I work with the Resiliency Academy business as a business system analyst, where I research and analyze tools, resources, and strategies to develop a website and courses that help students build resilience. Our goal is to guide them in finding their passion and purpose, understanding the challenges they'll face, and equip them with the right tools to adapt today's society. Growing up with Asperger's, I often felt different and isolated. Teachers didn't provide the support or mentoring I needed, and I struggled to find my path living in a small mountain town with limited job opportunities, only added to my sense of isolation. However, meeting my boss at 21, I was a turning point. She introduced me to Resiliency Plus, which transformed my perspective and equipped me with the skills to discover my true passion and purpose. Through the Resiliency Plus toolkit, I began to uncover my strengths and developed a vision for my future. My teammates now see me as a professional who excel in overcoming challenges and delivering results promptly. This journey has led me to explore non-traditional career pathways and continuously expand my skills, including a recent foray into AI programming. I enjoy working with people from all walks of life, helping them develop their skill sets, mindsets, and understanding of different cultures. In my spare time, I volunteer to help people, communities, friends, and families with various tasks, from mowing lawns to working on house projects. For relaxation, I enjoy playing video games, especially those released around 2010 or earlier. Mm-hmm. I also play the guitar, piano, saxophone, and other instruments. And I love creating music using FL Studios. Additionally, I watch YouTube videos for entertainment and education, constantly seeking new tutorials and skills while refreshing my existing expertise from feeling like a clueless nobody to becoming a mastermind ally. I am now charting my unique path and eagerly anticipating the opportunities that lie ahead. And I wrote that, put notes for that, but I just kind of want to put details to my background, but it is true. Everything what it says, it is true.
I definitely find that when schools need to be really well educated when it comes to people that have disabilities, you know, I feel like when it comes to Asperger's or it comes to other different conditions, the schools, you know, don't really always know how to handle people who have disabilities. And I think that's something that really needs to be improved in our society, and teachers need to be well educated when it comes to all different types of conditions, because I've come across many instances where people, you know, go to school and they're not given the care that they need while they're learning to help them excel because the teachers don't know how to handle it. Now, you know, have you experienced, you mentioned that you have experienced that. Have you done anything in the future, or are you working on anything to try to help with the school systems? Or do you have any advice for people who are in, that have children in the school systems that are struggling because the teachers really aren't giving them the support they need?
Yeah. So my opinion is don't really listen to what people say. Do you listen to yourself? You know, don't always listen to what you think in your heart, what your heart tells you. So, you know, for example, currently a couple months ago, my friend is considering joining the Air Force, and I don't know if he was recommending me joining the military. I feel like he was like forcing me or something. But pretty much he was putting pressure on me to join the military. That was the same thing when I was being the recruiters. But it's like people like that, like, now, don't get me wrong, my friend, he's a great friend and everything, but I think we both have different perspectives of what we need, and I think he's pretty much trying to force me to join the military, and I just kind of think to myself, okay, well, I don't think this is going to work, because where I'm at right now, working with this person that's been working with these industries for a long time and is older than me and is teaching me valuable things, that to me is more beneficial and better for me than joining the military. Now, you can, in the military, you can develop these skill sets and mindsets and culture, but the military is not for everyone.
Yeah.
And if you are in a situation where you feel like you belong there, you should keep it. Like, don't throw it away, because you might never know. You might never know if you will never get it back, you know?
Right.
So always keep that as a promise, because it might help in the long run.
So, I definitely, right.
So yeah, just always listen to her, always listening to yourself, even in hardships. It could be in any situations or events. Just always listen to yourselves. Because something's telling you that there is a better way.
Oh yeah, I think it's very important to listen to your intuition and go with your intuition. And you know, did you struggle a lot when you were growing up, you know, comparing yourself to other? Because I feel a lot of people with disabilities and disorders, you know, it's a struggle, because as they're growing up, they tend to compare themselves to others. And if they don't feel that they're adequate to others, they tend to develop low self-esteem, or they get very depressed or sad, or they don't think they're worthy enough. You know, did you go through any of that stuff? And if you did, how did you overcome it?
I did. I always really compared from others. And that really made me the most unhappiest person. I think it was like ever since I got older, I kind of felt that feeling that there is, you know, I've watched people from social media that sees like, oh, these, they have expensive cars, they have a lot of money, they look fancy, you know, it really triggered me a lot. And I really feel like, am I gonna get that someday? It really just broke me down. So that's pretty much like the same thing from like when I was in high school. And I graduated high school like a couple of years ago, but pretty much I was pretty much comparing other high school students. For example,
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I was playing sports, and pretty much I would play like football, and I wasn't really good at football, but I was literally comparing other kids that were pretty good at football, and I've literally, it always really pisses me off that I was weak in football. That's also the same thing where in high school there would be kids that would be funny, or they would, maybe it was a high school boy that was attracting a lot more girls, so that really kind of bothered me. But ever since after high school, I kind of realized about society is that I was listening to other open-minded people and literally just thought of, okay, well, maybe it's not a good idea to compare from other people. And so how I got through that is I've tried to put work for myself and go over the limits, like I said about the story I had told. So I've always tried to say to myself, I'm going to be the best version of myself. I always say that every day, even in hardships, I already say that all the time. Get self-discipline, self-confidence, and determination. Because if you can have that, then honestly, you are unbeatable. And there's someone that says that hard work beats talent. And that is so true. Because even if someone is very talented at their skills and their abilities, if they don't have the hard skills to work hard,
yes,
they are not going to succeed more. They are just going to, they're going to be left behind, and they're just not going to adapt to new challenges.
Right.
To me, I want to adapt to new challenges, even I have to work on my skill sets and mindsets and the culture.
Right.
So challenges are something that you have to always have.
Right.
And that's, that is probably the most beautiful thing of what a human being can do for their success.
Oh,
so yeah, when you see like most of these millions of billionaires, they didn't literally do that overnight with their work. They had to spend years getting to their success, working hard. They
yes.
probably didn't get enough sleep, and they probably were night owls, maybe in the midst of early birds.
Right.
So, and I'm kind of one of them. So really, I just think that you have to really put energy, put really that hard work into yourself.
Yeah.
And then people will see that you are something.
Yes.
You've got something. You got something that most people don't really see, but I see it in you.
Right.
So, yeah. So, always, that's, that is my opinion, my advice, is always really tell yourself that, you know, even if you're really thinking that you're weak and you're trying to compare others, it, don't do that. Just always say to yourself that you are the best version. You're going to be the best version of yourself.
Right.
So tell yourself that every day you're going to get more work done. You're going to get more work done than most people.
I think that's so important. Like, do you like journaling by any chance? Do you like, do you set goals for yourself, or do you have a way of like inspiring yourself to do more and to be more? Are there certain things that have helped you along your journey to become as great as you are now?
Well, I'm not really a big fan of writing.
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much just like say to myself, like I kind of really like act fast, think quick to think, okay, what is the decision I'm gonna make?
Right.
But I do feel like you definitely should write your goals. You will be well organized.
Mm-hmm.
And you will know what's going to be important through the day. What's what goal is going to matter.
Right.
What's going to be important through the day.
Right.
But for me, most of the time, I don't really put goals, because like I said, I'm always a fast thinker, so I will really think quick. Just what's the decision?
Yes.
Quick. But if you really don't have that ability, then it is a good idea to always put notes and just have a journal to write down what's the primary goal.
Right.
So
if you had to you know, ask, you know, like to give advice to other people who are struggling with their condition, because, you know, they're like Asperger's, you know, if they're struggling to cope with it, because a lot of times it could, you know, it's hard to cope with a disorder or a disability, you know, how
right.
You know, what advice would you give them, you know, and to inspire them and to, you know, and to help them to cope with it emotionally?
Right. Yeah, there is ways that you can cope to your life. So what you could do is you can. So my boss has taught me. My boss is pretty amazing. My boss literally worked with like Boeing, Microsoft,
yeah,
and like these big corporations. And she knows a lot.
Right.
And yeah, so pretty much she taught me the happy brain chemicals.
Yes.
And what that is it's a way to change your mood, change your feeling to feel happy in any situation you're in. So
yeah.
There is five or six. There is, and what most people know is dopamine, which is a way to reward yourself and feel good because you've did something that made you feel good or say, that's good.
Yeah.
So good example is maybe you're eating a sweet, maybe you're achieving a goal. Maybe you're just something that can make you get a reward, like you cheat something,
right?
Or it makes you feel good. Another one is serotonin. That's
Mm-hmm.
where it makes you alert. So
yeah.
that means you're wide awake and you are always alert for keeping you energetic.
Mm-hmm.
So a good example is putting work to your body, your brain.
Right.
So it could be maybe you're learning your skills, you're exercising, you're discovering new things. Yeah. Just keeping yourself active and using the energy is going to really create serotonin. And after serotonin, there's another chemical that will lead to that. It's called melatonin. And you've definitely heard of melatonin. So
yes.
Melatonin helps you relax. It pretty much helps you in a peaceful mind. So a good example is getting good sleep. Melatonin can definitely help you with that, but also it can help you stay in a routine, stay conscious of what you're doing, or you want to meditate. So that's a good example of melatonin. Another one is oxytocin. That's where you build trust from the other person.
Yes.
So it could be like right now what we're doing, because we trust each other, we're communicating, so that's trust. So we are producing oxytocin. So we trust on how we say in words,
right,
and we feel it. So
yes,
we build that connection. So that's a good example of oxytocin. And for making, and there's another one called endorphin. That's where, that's another brain chemical where you want to relieve pain.
Right.
So a lot of people think like, oh, I'm just going to like hurt myself and I'm going to try to feel better. Well, that's not really an ethical way to do that, to produce endorphin.
Right.
What you should do is, if you're feeling depressed or you don't feel happy, what you do is you make yourself laugh.
Right.
That's what you need to do if you want to produce endorphin, is to make yourself laugh. Like, what, like, for example, like, what do you want to think? What's something that you think is funny? Maybe it's something stupid or something.
Right.
So a good example is last night I was calling my boss because we were talking and she was talking about like how good I was doing with what I'm doing, and I was talking about you're throwing me through the cliff. But then she rephrased that, oh, we're taking you over the mountain because I'm discovering new things or taking the risks and being a risk taker. So pretty much she says, you're gonna go find the ponds, the fish, the new things. And I say, oh, maybe I'll go find Bigfoot. And we just both laughed at each other because it was stupid, but it was funny to us for some reason. So definitely whatever you think makes you laugh, always think that's going to really produce endorphin.
Right.
But also, you can, if you don't have anyone to communicate with, you can watch videos.
Yeah.
You can watch videos, just or watch TV to mm-hmm. entertain yourself. Maybe there'll be some kind of scene where it makes you laugh or makes you funny, makes you think it's funny. So, yeah. So. That's what I pretty much think that people should, like me in the autism spectrum, should cope into. But
I think great.
Yeah. So
what were you gonna say? But what?
Oh, yeah. But there's another way that you can do it. It's not just happy. It's not the brain chemicals.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Right.
But it's also keeping yourself having the right tools, resources, and strategies. That's another
right.
way you could do it to cope.
Yes.
With the to be able to get you prepared. And you will feel satisfied, and you'll be able to know how you can plan, schedule, and collaborate. So, pretty much, my boss refers to coping mechanism, the happy brain chemicals, and having the right tools, resources, and strategies. And plan, schedule, and collaborate.
Right.
So I think that's what every person in the autism spectrum should definitely do. Those three things that I definitely mentioned.
Are there certain tools and techniques that you use on a daily basis that really help you thrive?
Yes. I think I use, if I'm wanting to learn new skills,
mm-hmm.
like being active and want something that can mentor me or get information,
mm-hmm.
I always use artificial intelligence or AI. A lot of people think they are a threat, but to me, I just think that that is an opportunity. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing about AIs, okay? Here's the thing. When AIs are like tools, you use it, if you're using it, you're basically using it as a tool. Look at computers. Computers came out in the 1980s.
Right.
And people think those were threatening. But the thing is that it is an opportunity for you to use it and to grow with it.
Right.
Because in a couple of years later, or even 10 years, probably just 10 years, AI is going to be very crucial in the workforce. And that's not going to be surprising. People are going to have to know how to use ChatGPT, which I'm actually using right now.
Right.
Or they'll use Copilot, which is another AI from Microsoft.
Right.
Another one is Gemini, which it's from Google, which they recently released that. And other AIs too. But yeah, it's just think of just really think that AI is a tool.
Right.
So yeah, I definitely think that I definitely use AI as a tool.
Right.
Of course I use, you know, my computer as a tool because I do tasks, daily tasks. I also use software like Microsoft's tools like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. For Excel, I use it to analyze data, to compare data, and you can create charts with it. PowerPoint, as the name implies, it can do presentations. So it can present for the team or clients or students. And that's what I use for it. Word, definitely use it for probably taking notes or writing a document for my boss. And using that document to use the words for emailing.
Right.
And just maybe I am going to fix her email that she wrote down. And she wants me to go and fix the words, like pretty much use the correct words. Use the right grammar. So that's what I would do for Word.
So
another tool. I could definitely go on and on, but I'm giving you the tools that I use, but I could definitely go on and on talking about the tools. So
these are tools that actually help you thrive and help you, you know, really do well in today's world.
Yep. I believe they are very crucial. They're very crucial tools. To me, you should always use a tool that is industry standard. You always got to use tools that are industry standard. If you don't use industry standard tools, you're not going to be the next upcoming workforce employee. So pretty much, even if these tools are are from like big companies like Microsoft or big corporations, you got to rethink that these tools were developed by the most brilliant people. I mean, these people wanted to work with these companies because they needed to live. They need to live in life and to be able to do their job, what they enjoy. So always really appreciate the people that are developing these softwares, these tools.
Right.
And not really the company, because the company is just offering the service.
Right.
But if they didn't have those people, those companies wouldn't succeed.
Yes.
There's people always doing operations, always doing work, keep doing updates. And there's also other people doing their jobs too.
Now, if you had to take today's conversation and you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what would be some of the things that you'd like to emphasize to the listeners today?
Can you give me a good example of that?
Sure. Like, if from everything we talked about today, if there were some like really important things that you thought the listeners who have Asperger's that are listening to this video right now and this podcast, if they really want to learn how to cope and how to thrive in life with this disability, you know, what are some of the things that we talked about that you think are really important that they should remember so they could live a really fulfilling and thriving life? You know, instead of surviving, they want to thrive, you know, not let anything hold back. You know, what would be some of those things that you would say to these people if they were in the room with you?
Right. Yeah. Always really think what's going to be important. So pretty much my boss has taught me these three steps to these three things that you have to thrive in.
Right.
So there is strategic positioning, which is finding your true passion and purpose.
Right.
And what pathway you should take. Situation awareness is you have to make sure you are aware of the challenges. You have to always be aware of the challenges and adapt to those challenges to make sure you thrive to it. The third one is coping mechanism. That's where, like I said, about what you told me is using the right tools, strategies, and resources. So,
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
For those people that are really trying to think what, like, okay, so how would they take my words and think, okay, so how am I going to use my words? Well, always think what's important. Use those three things: strategic position, situation awareness, coping mechanism. Once you found your true passion and purpose, now you got to know what's there going to be the challenges and what are the right tools, resources, and strategies you're going to use to thrive in your pathway. So, for example, if you want to be a doctor, you are expecting, like, doctors do get paid pretty good, but just know that doctors have a lot of years to study. They have like almost like maybe over 10 years to get their degree.
Yeah.
So always expect the unexpected in what you are wanting to achieve. If it's not going to work, you need to move on from it. because there's something better for you than what you chose. You might, you know, you might discover something in you that you might discover yourself that is better than being a doctor.
Right.
So for example, if you still like the medical industry,
mm-hmm.
there's being a nurse.
Right.
So, or if you like technology, you could be a biomedical technician.
Right.
Which they fits doctors and nurses' medical equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always ways to get into the industry with what your skills fit and what you think matters.
Yes.
So always rethink what's going to be important in your pathway. This is your time. Always use your time and don't let anyone waste your time, because they told you things that you have to do, like you have to go be a doctor, lawyer, engineer. No, you have to think what's important. You have to feel like what's going to make you happy in the long run.
Yes.
And how many doors are going to open for you?
Right.
What opportunities are going to wait for you? So that's what I would give to people in the autism spectrum.
I love it. I love it. This has been amazing. If people wanted to contact you and ask you for questions, or if they want to like learn more and receive your help, and how can they find you? Like, do you have a website, or can they find you on the social media? You know, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who might have questions and really need your help, you know, on you know, some of the things that we've talked about today. How could people find you?
Yeah. So I'm not really all the time on social media, but I do have accounts. I do have a LinkedIn account. So that's another website that most professionals go to and collaborate with other professionals. I also have I think I said in my story, I said I have a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So my YouTube channel is just my first name and last name. So it's Charlie Bartel. My last name is spelled Bartel. It's not Bartel Drugs. because Bartel Drugs has two L's, but my last name has one L. So I also, you can also email me. That's no big issue.
Mm-hmm.
I could give my phone number out, but I'm not going to. So just for security reasons.
Mm-hmm. If you want, we could, in the description box, we could put your email address. That would be great. And then people, if they have questions, they could email you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If for those that are watching me, maybe you're on the autism spectrum, maybe you're not, but you can always email me and contact me if you need service from me, because like I said, what I told you, Stacy,
mm-hmm.
I will always. You want something from me? I will give you something.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you value, then you will give me value. You will give me value.
Mm-hmm.
And as my boss says to the beginning that we met, you're going to help me and I'm going to help you.
Right. Exactly.
That really shows that you're passing along the values, passing along.
Yes.
And that's how I will be able to help you guys. So
I love
So if you guys want to for me to give you service, I will definitely do that. But I expect for you guys to give me something back.
I love it. This has been amazing, Charlie. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, I really admire that you are courageous enough to share your story with us and to, you know, and that you're actually, you took something that was really hard to deal with and very, a lot, you had a lot of obstacles to overcome. And you learned how to overcome your obstacles. And then you used what you learned to help other people, which is amazing because not everybody does that. And so your story is beautiful. You're beautiful. And I appreciate that you actually, you know, took the time to share with people your own personal life, how you overcome it, and how you, you know, you're using, you know, what you're teaching others how to actually improve their lives. Because like we said, you know, when you have a disability or any condition, you know, life can be challenging and there's lots of challenges to overcome. And there's a lot of stigmatism out there too. So, you know, by you, you're an example, a prime example of, you know, of thriving. You're not surviving, you're thriving. And so I really appreciate you taking the time to share with people the different tools and techniques that you use, how you overcome it, showing your accomplishments. You know, I really, this has been a wonderful time and I appreciate everything that you've done and everything you continue to do. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, is this still recording?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I always want to always collaborate, meet new people, because it is meeting, having people is very crucial. Yes. I don't think anyone didn't succeed without people. That is impossible. So impossible. You need people. You absolutely need people. You never know. That person has something that they will give.
Yes.
And for those people that are listening, if you need more, I will definitely give you more. I will seriously fill the gaps for you. I seriously will.
I love it. You know, and it is, support is crucial with any disability or disorder or a condition, because a lot of people feel alone. So by having other people share their own personal life with others and then share ideas, you learn from each other and you feel, you know, that you're not alone. And that's very important. You know, if it wasn't for people coming out of the woodwork to help me, I wouldn't have been where I am today. So yes, you're 100% right. It is very important. Thank you so much, Charlie, for being on the show. I hope you'll come back and, you know, we can talk some more and share some more ideas, you know, and, you know, help other people with Asperger's. So thank you so much. You have a great day.
Yeah, I always try to be artistic of what I try to say. And that really speaks a lot.
Yes.
Being artistic can make you be in the spotlight. People will think you're creating amazing words, creating the art of words.
Yes, 100%. Have a wonderful day, Charlie. I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
Well, I enjoyed it too. And I'm hoping that people will contact me.
Yes.
And they'll need my service. Because my friend says that everything what I'm doing, it says, you are giving wealth.
Yes, you are.
And you know what? He's absolutely on track. I think I am giving wealth.
Definitely.
I'm hoping that I will be able to build my business, because to me, I would rather what I refer to as freedom of choice instead of slavery. Because if you are unhappy where you're at, you are in slavery. To me, I want freedom of choice. I want to be able to choose what I want to do.
Right. 100%.
And switch up my skills. That's what I refer to as freedom of choice.
Yes. 100%. 100%. Well,
and you can expand. So
yes, you can definitely expand. This has been great. Thank you so much, Charlie. I loved having you on the show. You're amazing. You're totally amazing. Thank you.